Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Rich Single Mama Radio and TV. This is Samantha Gregory, your host. I am so excited to have you here for another Single Mompreneur series. And today, my guest is Jennifer Glass. She is a single mom. She's also a business mogul. And so I'm really appreciative of having you on the show, Jennifer. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Samantha, for having me today.
Oh, absolutely. So, Jennifer, I read your bio, and I'm really excited to hear more about your business. But first, I really wanted to hear about your single mom journey. That's like the first question I ask all my guests. And I think that this is going to be a story that's going to inspire some single moms.
Absolutely. So I can tell you that, like a lot of people out there, my journey started in retail. I was working in a food service business, a takeout restaurant. Mm-hmm. I was making a whopping $8 an hour. Now, granted, you know, this was 20 years ago, mm-hmm. and $8 an hour 20 years ago wasn't as bad as $8 an hour today, but it was still $8 an hour.
Right.
And I quickly realized there was no way I was going to have the lifestyle that I wanted at $8 an hour. Mm-hmm. And so what I ended up doing was I ended up going to work for one of the first voice over internet telephone companies. And it was an excellent opportunity. I was one of the first 15 people in the company.
Wow.
And being one of the first 15 people in the company, you take on a whole lot of different roles in the business. Mm-hmm. And I was getting major sales responsibilities. You know, I closed a deal, $8 million deal from China. Mm-hmm. I sold an exclusive contract to someone in China for $8 million. Sounds like a huge deal. I mean, $8 million, that's great. What was your commission? That was the sad part. You know, the sad part was on the commission. Every time he sent in $200,000-$300,000, I was getting a $1,000 commission check. 1/3 to 1/2 of 1% that I was making in commissions.
Wow.
And so I'm looking at, well, I got an $8 million contract, which is great on paper. The company is getting $200,000-$300,000, you know, every 60 to 90 days. And I'm making a whopping $1,000. What is missing here? And so I started looking at business books and magazines and the moguls and the gurus and talking with anyone and everyone that I can possibly think of. And I have a slide in the presentations that I use when I'm out there presenting. I do a lot of presentations outside, mm-hmm. but it's basically, I say I'm way too vain for it to be me, but it's a woman pulling her hair out because there's so many options. What are you going to do? You know, I don't know what to do to start making real money. Mm-hmm. And so I started talking with coaches and I started reading everything. And that was my turning point. And I believe that the same turning point that I had at that time is going to be a similar turning point for your audience today, mm-hmm. as they're starting to listen to some of the ideas that may help them get another idea. What can I do to get out of that $8, $15, $20 wage and start thinking, what can I do to set myself up to be my own boss? Mm-hmm. Because we know that the entrepreneurial path is the only real way to complete financial freedom. I mean, you could be an attorney doing $200,000 a year in billing, you know, and that's great. You're pulling $200,000 down. But what are you actually taking home in $200,000? As an entrepreneur, where if you're turning around, you're able to pull in $500,000, $1 million, you know that that's money that's coming to you and you're setting up a legacy for your family.
Mm-hmm.
So many of us are looking, what can we do for our kids? What can we do to help them, and teaching our children entrepreneurial skills, especially at a younger age, is proven to help them later on, and right. seeing how they can then start going. And we can certainly talk about that, you know, later on, mm-hmm. but that's really the reason why I'm all about helping everyone, you know, and I love single moms because I'm a single mom myself also, but I love seeing everybody grow. Because as everybody is growing, our communities are getting better.
Absolutely.
That's my why.
Got
it's
it.
All about making our communities as strong as they can be. You know, we help our schools, we help our police, we help our ambulance corps, everyone that's out there. And then the communities are better.
Absolutely, absolutely. And though I love your your origin story with where you started, $8 an hour. I totally get it. I started like $6.25 an hour working for the county courthouse, and that journey from then to now has been what a journey it's been. It's been fantastic. It's been hard. It's been filled with a lot of challenges, but I think that, like you, having that tenacity and that drive, that determination to increase your income, because you're like, I can't make a living wage off of this. This is not going to help me or help my family. So I have to do better, and I have to start making some calculated moves so that I can get to where I want to be.
Absolutely.
So tell me, I know you said you're a single mom as well. So tell me a little bit about that journey and how you started on the journey and then where you kind of are now.
Sure. So in terms of starting on the journey, when I started my business, my ex and I were, you know, semi-partners in the business. I relied on my ex way too much in terms of advice. My ex was my legal counsel. And, you know, so anytime that there were legal questions, I was always asking, what should I do? What would I get this way, that way? And eventually I realized I needed to start paying more attention to things on my own instead of relying on just my ex at the time, even before we split. And, you know, there's always those people in your life that are saying it's not going to work.
Right.
And let me tell you, and for all of those of you listening, if you have those people in your life, and you know you do, you know I do, ignore them. Mm-hmm. You have to shut them out, because they're going to take up the loudest voices in your head and not going to allow you to actually focus on what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Tell them, look, if you don't think it's going to work, let me fail by myself. You don't have to take me down faster.
Right, right.
Right? You go out there and you say, let me show you I'm going to make this go. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make this happen. But when you're looking at things and you're saying, all right, I'm a single woman. I've got young kids. Maybe they're grown kids. But you're never not their mom. Mm-hmm. You're always thinking about them. And when the school calls, what are you going to do?
Drop, you know, everything.
My clients know if I'm on the phone with them and all of a sudden the school calls, I'm sorry, you know, my kids have something, I gotta go.
Right.
Granted, my kids are a little bit older, you know, they're teenage years, my son almost teenage year. you know, but there's those, I guess I'm lucky in that sense that I have a little bit more of that path.
Yeah.
But when my ex and I figured out what I was going to do starting out, we decided I was going to work from home. Mm-hmm. So that way I can be there for my kids. A lot of women are trying to figure out what can they do? How can they start their business? And I'm going to share something with all your listeners if they haven't heard the term MVP. And I'm not talking about most valuable player. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about minimum viable product.
Okay.
What is the absolute minimum you need to start a business? Mm-hmm. You don't need a logo. You don't need a website. Obviously, if you're selling an e-commerce business, yes, you need a website.
Right.
But for most people, you don't.
Okay.
You need a service. Mm-hmm. You need some sort of way for people to reach you, whether you're going to use your cell phone, you're going to use Google Voice, or GoDaddy has a, you know, separate phone number for your cell phone also. Some sort of way for people to reach you, mm-hmm. and an email address that is hopefully not at Gmail. And if it's AOL, I'm sorry, but you belong in the last century. I love the AOL folks. They were one of my partners at this internet telephony company many years ago. But if you're still using an AOL address, please upgrade. please, for the love of God, just, you know, do something. But in terms of, you know, having an email address, it's really important, though, that you have it at your domain. Mm-hmm. The reason you want that is because you're giving all the expertise credit otherwise to the other people, whether it's right. Google, Yahoo, Hotmail, Microsoft, name the company, whatever it is, you can get with any company, and it really doesn't matter, email hosting for pretty inexpensive, mm-hmm. and you can get that going. And then you can have people emailing you, and you can just have you know, a really rough one-page site that simply says, contact us.
Right.
You know, as you're building your business, don't waste money going out there renting a space and worrying about everything if you're not going to have a customer-facing operation that right. you're trying to get into. So as far as the single mom journey, that's kind of where I started mm-hmm. and where I am today. I love the fact that my kids are old enough that I can travel when I'm out speaking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last year I was out in Las Vegas 8 times. I'm on the East Coast. So going out to Vegas 8 times, I'm going to be up in Boston next month. I'm going to be in Miami next month. I'm in Atlanta later in the year. I'm sure I'm going to be in Vegas another 1 or 2 times just sure. based on past. But, you know, all of those opportunities, having that allows me to get out there mm-hmm. and knowing that my ex and I can work arrangements with the kids and that my right. kids are old enough. But as everyone who's listening, start thinking what it is you really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Start thinking, where do I want to be in 5 years, in 10 years from now? And what I would say even more, and Samantha, I'm going to ask you to do it with me while we're doing this.
Sure.
Close your eyes, please. Now imagine into the future, whether it's 80 years old, 90 years old, 100 years old, whatever that advanced point in your life is, but not at the point where you're gone. You still have a couple more years. Now what I'm going to ask you to do is tell me who you see the person in the mirror staring back at you is. And for every one of you who are listening, please do the same thing. Look at yourself in the mirror when you're in, you know, when you're 90 years old, 80 years old, 100, whatever it is, and tell me who you see. So who are you seeing, Samantha?
I'm seeing a sage, someone who is filled with joy and has made an impact in the world that only she can make, and that's me, you know. So I see that for myself, and I'm surrounded with my family, and I'm in a very, I love tropical locations, so I know that I'm there, that I will retire there. I will, probably won't ever retire because I'll always be giving
right.
Advice, and I will always be making an impact in people's lives. Mm-hmm.
So the reason that I asked you to do it and everyone who's listening to the program today is that it really comes down to the simple fact that we just created
mm-hmm.
a subconscious version of your reality.
Right.
And the subconscious mind cannot tell the difference between what it sees mm-hmm. and reality. And the reason that's important is because now every time that you go down a path that starts to veer away from your vision of when you're 90 years old,
mm-hmm.
your subconscious brain is going to automatically start pivoting you back to that person that you see in the mirror because it has to get there at that age.
Right.
So if you are listening to this program today, and you see yourself, like I have one client, I was speaking with her when I was out in Las Vegas last month. I asked her, tell me who you see.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she saw her business having sold for $16 million several years prior.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's already approaching 60, and she couldn't see herself beyond 80.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew we had about 15 years to play with.
Right.
But in 15 years, she's taking her business from where it is now to selling it at $16 million.
Wow.
And you know that's going to happen because as she's moving, mm-hmm. if she takes the path down one way, her subconscious is going to pivot her right back.
Right.
To being on track to sell her business for $16
million. Mm-hmm.
So when your listeners are hearing that, think about everything that that person is.
Sure.
You know, for me, I know, and I'm going to let you all on, in on something. I'm interested in being president of the United States.
Okay. I love it.
My vision at 90 years old is having been 2-term president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's having written many books. I've already have one out. One is coming out within the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that there's going to be many more as I go through more case studies and opportunities that I have to get my message out. And it's all about what I know I'm still doing. I'm still a philanthropist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still doing work in the community that I love. And every time that I might start pivoting down or going down the wrong path, I'm going to pivot right back.
Right.
So think about that as you're going through what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And if right now you're at that $15 an hour job,
mm-hmm.
think where you want to be when you're 90.
Right.
What kind of life do you want to live at that point? At $15 an hour, you have to do a lot different to get to where you are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's such great, I love it. Great advice. Not just advice. It's more than advice. It's like almost a clarion call to look to the future for what you want. And it's a mindset shift. It's a total mindset shift that you have to make. And not even about making a decision, because that's important too, but making that mindset shift to see your life differently, to see your future differently. And to, you know, for many people, stop looking in their past. You learn the lessons from the past, but not live there.
Right. But you
have the power to create your future. I've been reading a lot about that in podcasts and books. And, you know, so that's one of the themes of my life right now, is really creating my future by imagining it and then walking towards that. So this is so timely.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. So, and thank you for sharing that. I feel like I just had a coaching session. So that's fantastic. So tell me more about your business. I know we've kind of touched on it a little bit. You talked about your past. You talked about how you moved into a different space, and you talked about the work that you were doing with your ex at the time, then deciding that you needed to do something for mm-hmm. yourself. So tell me more about that.
Absolutely. So my business is broken down into several different areas,
mm-hmm.
but the one that makes the most sense for us to touch on right now is business growth coaching.
Okay.
So I work with clients that are looking to either start up a business
mm-hmm.
or those that are already established and want to make their business $1 million or $1 million+ a year business.
Mm-hmm.
And I've consistently been showing my clients the value as they work with me. Now, some clients, I have to say, it may not be 3 months, may not be a year even, till we get to that $1 million point. Because a lot of clients, it depends on their skill
mm-hmm.
and what they're selling in terms of a lot of the variables that sure. may come into what's going to happen. But as we're looking at putting the plans in place, and I look at it, I'm holding my clients' hands. You know, I'm showing them you can do A, B, C, and D, and that's going to produce X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a whole profit acceleration system
okay.
that I work with my clients on, and it goes through, it's hundreds of questions long,
mm-hmm.
but it gives us a clear roadmap. Where are you right now?
Mm-hmm.
And where can we be if we even just do 1-5% increases in the next 6 to 12 months?
Okay.
So in other words, right now, let's use one strategy that I love using with all of my clients, joint ventures.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that are listening that don't know what a joint venture is, think about, this year on the Super Bowl, there was Budweiser and HBO.
Mm-hmm.
that did a joint venture where the dragon came in the middle of one of the ads and killed the Bud Light Knight.
Right, right. Yeah.
That was a joint venture where HBO, Budweiser, and Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. you know, which was an HBO product, came together, and they were able to do an amazing program.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to spend money, though, like HBO and Budweiser did, in order to have a successful joint venture. Let me give you an example, though, what I mean.
Okay.
I have a florist client, okay? And I'm going to there's two main industries that florists focus on. I'm going to choose right now to focus on the happier one, the wedding market.
Right. Yes.
Okay. So in the wedding market, they do a lot of flowers for, you know, everything from when the groom may propose to the wedding and a whole bunch of other times that they may actually be getting involved. So let's look though at how a joint venture can possibly work. If the florist teams up with the jeweler, because the first place the guy is going, the groom to be is going, is to get the ring.
Right.
And then he may go to the florist to get a rose, dozen roses, whatever, to propose to his bride to be. The two of them team up and they say, hey, let's cross refer when somebody comes in and says they're looking to propose. You have the jeweler, you have the florist. Now they're cross referring to each other. But let's take it a step further. What happens though if the two of them realize, wait a second, there's so many more people in the process, why don't we bring them all in? The DJ, the officiant, the photographer, the halls, the event planners, the premarital counseling, you know, all of those people can come in and now be part of that joint venture. And what are they going to do? They're going to give out a sheet of paper to the groom or the bride and say, here's our trusted resource list. You didn't spend any money.
Right.
Right. But everyone is cross-referring because they all have this sheet. Right. But now let's look at another strategy that I use for my clients. How do you increase the number of transactions? So let's take that florist again as an example, right? And pardon me, guys, if there's any of you on the line, you know, a lot of times men seem to forget dates.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We know that they're bad with that and we all love them, but there's times they're going to forget dates.
Yeah.
So how does the florist answer that concern? When the groom-to-be comes in, the florist says, hey, do you want our Hero Forever package? What's the Hero Forever package? That sounds pretty darn good.
Yeah.
The Hero Forever package is write down the important dates for your bride-to-be. Her birthday, what your anniversary is going to be. Well, if I'm doing your wedding, I already know what the anniversary is going to be. Do you have kids? Right? Then Mother's Day is going to be in there. Valentine's Day is going to be in there. Maybe her mom. You want to have her mom getting flowers on her birthday too. And what you do is you tell the florist, here's my credit card. If I don't call you, or even if I do, but automatically send flowers to my wife on all of these days. You're never going to be looking like a zero.
Right.
You're going to be the zero forever. Even if you forget. But it's more transactions without doing any more marketing to go after someone. So as you're thinking about starting up a business, think about what you can do to see, I can go down this way, I can go down that way. Who's your ideal customer? Who are they already speaking with or already working with? And as you're looking at who your ideal clients are, team up with those people. And it doesn't have to have, like we just showed, any actual dollar coming out of your pocket. Maybe the 2 cents is going to cost you to print out the copies per piece. I'm not taking 2 cents into account though. And I apologize if that's an issue, but you know, I'll spare the 2 cents. But in terms of getting that idea, it's really all about maximizing value. And when you can do that, you can start seeing tremendous growth opportunities. And it's looking at number of transactions. It's looking at how do you increase the number of leads.
Right.
You know, I gave you two of the 8 primary strategies that I look at in my own clients' businesses here, where I can show here's how you can start bringing in more business and how you can really create something, even if you're not currently doing it, you can start creating a roadmap how I can get there. The other thing, though, to keep in mind is just make sure you're properly capitalized and you have a plan in place.
Got it.
Because those are two things I cannot stress enough. Mm-hmm. Too many businesses, unfortunately, fail because they don't have the right operating capital and they don't have a plan how they're going to do things.
Got it.
Right? Do you ever see the owner of a McDonald's franchise there?
No.
No. Why? Because they have systems.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who's right now looking, if you're working at McDonald's and one day your dream is to own a chain of McDonald's,
mm-hmm.
think about what you need to do to start getting there and look at the systems and have a plan. Because if you have a plan, I'm going to be in a position where I can get my first loan mm-hmm. to get a franchise location. And my plan is saying it's going to take me, you know, $500,000 to get the space, build it out, do the things that I need to do. And inside of 6 months, I'm going to be in a position to start repaying that $500,000. Then you're going to be a better risk to banks mm-hmm. or alternative funding solutions as you need the capital. So again, everything goes hand in hand.
Right.
But those are two things, though, that are important if you're considering getting into business and making a meaningful legacy
mm-hmm.
and opportunity for your family.
So earlier in the conversation, you were saying that you don't need a logo, you don't need a website, you don't need any of those things. But if you have a service, you just need a service, you need a phone number or a way for them to contact you. So for how do you, a person that, if they are a single mom, she has kind of moderate skills and she's working maybe a retail job. What would you tell her to do in terms of finding a service that she can offer to people when she may not feel like, well, I don't have any talents and skills or gifts and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But she really has a strong desire to change her situation. What would you tell her?
Right. So the first thing is you have a gift.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to look inside and what is it that you're passionate about,
mm-hmm.
right? Nobody goes into business to do something that they don't know anything about or that they don't want to do.
Right.
Right. We all have something, whether it's a desire to help people, it's working with animals.
Mm-hmm.
It's working with people. It's working with a product or a service or a program. There's all sorts of different things that you know what you are interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, though, the difference between a hobby and a business.
Right.
Okay. So many people create a business, but it's a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's producing $1,000 a month. It's producing $2,000 a month. And that's great. You know, don't get me wrong. Sure. If you're getting an extra $2,000 a month in what you're doing right now, you know, my daughter and I, a couple of years ago, about 6 years ago, decided we wanted to do something mother and daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And so what did we do? We said, we're going to start designing and selling jewelry. So I'm teaching my daughter entrepreneurial skills. I'm mm-hmm. teaching her how to properly look at, well, yeah, you sell something for $10 doesn't mean you got $10.
Right.
Because you have your cost of goods and everything that went into that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're selling jewelry and you're making $2,000 a month, that's great because you're covering your rent and maybe some food.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a business.
Right.
Right. But you can make it a business. If you team up with the right people, you can start getting $5,000-$10,000 a month in sales. And all of a sudden, now that jewelry business that was doing $1,000-$2,000 a month can be at that level. So it's not even the skills necessarily. I mean, so many of us belittle ourselves mm-hmm. and we are our own worst critics.
Yeah.
Women are terrible at that. You know, we look at ourselves, you know, you stare in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't like this on me. I don't like that on me. And it's because of all the beauty magazines that we see.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Everyone is photoshopped to perfection.
Yep.
And I hate it. You know, I look at my waist. I'm like, all right, there's all of these magazine covers. And I look at my waist and I'm not that size zero.
Right.
And I understand I'm not that size zero. And thankfully for me, I have come to appreciate my body. Mm-hmm. And so many women eventually do.
Yep.
But you have to keep telling yourself you can do this. Mm-hmm. It's the same in business. Whatever it is you're doing, don't belittle yourself. Don't belittle that skill. That's the first thing. Second thing is, if you need to brush up on skills, look at the community college system. Uh-huh. Okay. The community colleges are not overly expensive. Mm-hmm. If you need computer skills, if you need general accounting skills, things along those lines, they're great. And many of them are even offering grants mm-hmm. from the state to help you learn an additional skill or be in a position to do better for yourself.
Right.
So look into that. The other thing you want to do is you want to talk with the advisors at SCORE mm-hmm. and the Small Business Development Center.
Okay.
Because they can help you as you're going down the path of opening a business, or maybe you are open, but you're looking at doing something a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. SCORE has mentors that were in business for many years before they retired. And now that's what they're doing to give back.
Yeah.
And it's no cost.
Right.
So, and I'm an ambassador for the Small Business Development Center. Mm-hmm. I have to obviously do my pitch for them.
Of course.
You know, the Small Business Development Center is amazing. Mm-hmm. And again, most of the programs are at no cost. Just it's your taxpayer dollars that are already covering it. Mm-hmm. The only thing you have to do is fill out forms so that the government knows how things are being handled.
Right.
But that's really, you know, those important pieces in terms of getting started. And then from there, you have what you're interested in. Mm-hmm. And you can also, if you're trying to think of something to get into, you can talk with the folks at SCORE and they can help you narrow down. Like if you know you want to work with people, mm-hmm. but you're not sure which way you want to work with people, they may have relationships either that you can shadow people and see what it's like.
Right.
Or they may tell you you can do A, B, and C to help you go down that path so that you can then start figuring out what can I do. And you really focus on the minimum viable product. Mm-hmm. Right? That MVP is so key because so many of us get driven off, well, I got to get a logo. Mm-hmm. And how many hours do we go down that rabbit hole on getting that logo?
Ooh, too long.
Too many.
Too long.
Way too many, right? So you're looking at it and what are you going to do? I need to have this perfect logo. Mm-hmm. And what am I doing in the meantime? I'm spending hundreds of dollars getting this logo designed. And that's before I even have a sale.
Right.
Get sales and then pay people. Don't pay people before you have sales.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And that's the same with like registrations and licensing. I always tell people at least try. I mean, I know you need that, but
right.
while you're testing in the testing phase of your business and you're trying and you're making sales, don't worry so much about that because that will just derail your entire process of mm-hmm. starting your business.
The only thing that I would suggest that everyone considering starting out, or even if you are already in business, mm-hmm. have is an advisory board.
Okay.
On your advisory board, you want an insurance person, mm-hmm. you want a banker, you want an attorney, you want an accountant. Those are the minimums mm-hmm. that you want to have with you. Why those four? Because if anything happens, you want them already knowing you now mm-hmm. rather than after.
Got it.
And that insurance guy, you can ask him, am I going to be running into any issues if I don't have licensing? Mm-hmm. As I'm going through it, the attorney, the same question, right? But they'll be in a position to give you that guidance mm-hmm. as you're moving forward. And a lot of these people are willing to do it because it's their way of giving back.
Right.
You don't have to worry about paying them. Okay. And it's not like you're having regular monthly meetings.
Sure.
It's, okay, I may check in with you once a year. Mm-hmm. My accountant, I check in with her when I do my taxes. But if there's something during the year that comes up, mm-hmm. how am I going to handle this in my tax planning? At least I already know that she's got the relationship with me sure. and she can tell me do this or that. But that's what you're listeners need to think about as they're looking at forming their businesses.
Great.
And moving along.
I love that. I've heard about advisory boards, but not really who should be on the advisory board. So that really is eye-opening for me and something I'm putting on my to-do list. Definitely wonderful advice. So as we're moving into the different part of our interview, tell me about the type of legacy you want to leave your children.
So as I mentioned earlier, the legacy that I want to leave my children is having the entrepreneurial skills mm-hmm. so that they can continue doing the same. Okay. It's all about how can we all maximize our benefit mm-hmm. and the communities where we are. You know, I teach my kids volunteering, mm-hmm. community service, and give back.
Yeah.
I am the vice president of my Chamber of Commerce. Like I said, I'm an ambassador for the Small Business Development Center. I sit on multiple boards and commissions. Mm-hmm. I'm leading by example. I am showing them what it means. I give back. Yes, I give financial resources to you. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But time is the only commodity I can never get more of.
Right.
And I am giving freely of my time to help more people in the areas that I'm giving back. And that's what's important in terms of a legacy. It's showing my children and, God willing, my grandchildren and great-grandchildren mm-hmm. the importance of giving back, but also how to make the most out of the gifts that God gave you. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have God-given endowments, right? We have a brain. Mm-hmm. It's up to us how we want to use it. And when we see the opportunities, when we see we can do this and we can do that, and we don't get bogged down by the negatives. Mm-hmm. Like I said earlier, get rid of those negative thoughts, right? I just saw something recently, and this is something that everybody needs to keep in mind. What happens if today was the last day of your life?
Right.
Would you be acting the same negative way? Hmm. Or would you be trying to live your life to the fullest? If today was your last day, when you're looking at opening up a business, your business isn't another baby, right? Mm-hmm. You could be pregnant right now with your business, meaning that you're giving thought to what you're going to do.
Right.
Or you actually have that child. And that business needs to be fed. It needs to be watered and taken care of and everything, mm-hmm. just like a human baby. But think about the positives. Think about what you can do. Think about all of the people that you can touch, mm-hmm. right? We don't want to touch one person. We don't want to just touch 100 people. We want to touch hundreds of thousands and millions of people Absolutely. In whatever it is that we're doing. And so if we can go out and we can say, even if it's a small, you know, podunk town, right? And nothing against podunk.
Sure, sure.
You know, it's a great town. But even if you're in that small town and it may only have a couple thousand people, you can still reach everyone there with whatever it is you're doing. Mm-hmm. And when you're showing the community, I am making a difference. Is the community not better off for you having pride?
Absolutely.
So that's what you need to think about. What can I do to make it better for me, make it better for my kids, make it better for my community? But you have to thank me and my kids first. And then the community follows.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's great. I love that. Being of service and leaving a legacy, not just for your children, but your grandchildren and their children as well. So that's beautiful. And I see, and you added a little bit of wisdom too in there for, you know, single moms who really need some guidance and getting on the right path and having the right mindset. In order to be successful and to be in a position to leave a legacy that is meaningful for themselves, for their children. So thank you so much for that. Now tell us where we can find you online. And I understand you have something special.
Absolutely. So I have my e-learning academy program. It is at bgsistartupacademy.com. Again, that's bgsistartupacademy.com. And if you are one of the first three people that message me on Facebook, or when Samantha posts the video, there'll be a link in the information there to reach out to me as well. If you tell me that you saw me today on the Rich Single Mama podcast and radio program, and you tell me that you want to get started with BGSIStartupAcademy.com, I will gift you a 30-day subscription to the program where you will have access to those eight strategies that I said earlier. You know, we touched on two of them, but there's eight strategies. You will have access to see so much information in that platform. All of my coaching clients get access to this system, whether they're a startup business or an established business, it's pretty much the same, but they all get access to this platform. If you message me and you say you want the 30-day access to BGSIStartupAcademy.com because you saw me today on the Rich Single Mama program, I'll be glad to gift you that program if you get in touch with me before the end of July.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Jennifer. That is something that I don't think anybody should pass up. I mean, if you're really serious about starting a business and changing your life, then I think you should really jump on that before someone else gets ahead of you. So thank you so much again, Jennifer, for being on the show, for sharing your wisdom, for coaching me through some things that I hadn't really thought about, and giving me some new information and things to think about. And I'm sure those who are listening also probably has gained a greater sense of what it means to start a business, starting small, working your way up, and that it doesn't take thousands of dollars to get started, but you have to actually get started.
You have to get started. Yeah. It's like the great Wayne Gretzky said, oh God, I'm blanking on the quote now. Something along the lines of, you know, I've missed all the shots I haven't taken.
Right.
You know, I may get 50% of the shots I take or 30%, but I miss all the ones I don't take. Mm-hmm. So exactly. If you don't do something to get started, you're not going to get it.
That's it. That's it. That's the absolute truth. And so to all of you listening, thank you for tuning in, for listening to me and Jennifer talk about business and motherhood and how to make it work for you, because you absolutely deserve a much better life than you may be living right now. And again, it just really just takes a decision. I will have all the links to Jennifer Glass, her contact information, the Startup Academy information, as well as her social media, so you can follow her and so you can get more wisdom from her. And I hope that as you go about your day and or evening, that you will keep these things in mind and that you will do the very best you can for yourself and for your children to leave a legacy that lasts. Take care and have a great day.